It's great to have you here, however you may be listening. And there are two options. One, of course, is by radio, and the other is by the downloadable podcast, which is available to all of you free of charge from the WEZE website. That's on 590amtheword.com, 590amtheword.com. And when you get to the homepage, just click More and then Podcast along the top of your screen. So please be with me weekdays here on God Is. And if you have any questions or comments about this, write to me today either via email or regular mail. My email and mailing address will be given later. We come together again today to the Gospel of John and the I Am statements of Jesus. We're being selective because 23 times in this Gospel, Jesus says that he is the I Am. Sometimes Jesus said, I am. But when this was translated into the English text, the translators made it, I am he. When you have your Bible, you will notice the word he, H-E, is in italics. That means that word was not in the original Greek text. So read your Bible as if the word is not there. And when you do that, you can clearly see I am often. And as I told you last time, Jesus uses I am in two basic ways. The first is to simply state I am. And the other way is to add a metaphor that is descriptive of the power of Jesus to save people like us from our sins. For example, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. We'll come to those soon. But what we started last time, and I will continue today, is the first set of I am statements, the ones that stand alone. And why are we doing this? It's a key part in discovering the self-existent nature of God. So what I want to do is to take these I am statements and show you how God is self-existent in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. All of this will be to reinforce to you God's self-existence. God always works in concert within himself. The God who reveals himself in the Old Testament is the same God who reveals himself through his son, Jesus Christ, in the New Testament. So when God says of himself in Exodus 3, verse 14, I am, and then Jesus says of himself in John, I am, that is God saying the same thing about himself. There is only one God, and he is consistent. He never changes. He always acts the same. And so never buy the lie that God somehow changes. Has this metamorphosis between Malachi and Matthew, between the Old and New Testaments. That is not true. And Jesus demonstrates the consistency of God. So turn with me, if you're not driving, to John chapter 8 and verse 28. We left off last time in the 8th chapter of John at verse 24. So let's continue now down a few more verses to verse 28. Jesus is still speaking to the unbelieving Jews who refused to accept that Jesus was God in human form. They would not be his disciples. These are obstinate Israelites. Verse 28. So Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and I do nothing on my own initiative, for I speak these things as the Father taught me." I want to give you three quick insights into these verses. First, remember the word he is not in the original language. So what Jesus actually said was, then you will know that I am. And there it is, another of the I am statements. Second, Jesus starts by saying, when you lift up the Son of Man. By this, Jesus means his crucifixion on the cross. Jesus is the Son of Man, and he was crucified by being lifted up. And then my third insight is this. Jesus and God are one. Jesus and God are one. Jesus said, I do nothing on my own initiative, but I speak these things as the Father taught me. In Jesus' ministry, he's constantly reminding us that he comes to us from God the Father. God the Father sent Jesus the Son into the world, and everything Jesus says and does comes from God. Jesus is God in human form, and Jesus brings with him into the world all of the knowledge and wisdom of God. Jesus puts it this way, I do nothing on my own initiative. Oh, don't you see if you've been with me in this series? God says to Moses, I am. And God says, through Jesus, what God taught Jesus to say, the same name, I am. I am. It's three letters and two words, and it is God's name. This is his name forever. What God says of himself is totally consistent with what Jesus says of God and himself because they are one. And so let's see this kind of standalone I am Jesus statement one last time down in John chapter 18. There is another use of it in John chapter 13 and verse 19, but I'm running out of time, so I will pass over that text because I really want you to hear the words of Jesus in John chapter 18. I'll pick up the reading at verse 1, and for context, read to verse 8. This is John chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the ravine of the Kidron, where there was a garden, and which he entered with his disciples. Now Judas also, who was betraying him, knew the place, for Jesus had often met there with his disciples. Judas then, having received the Roman cohort and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. So Jesus, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, went forth and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas also, who was betraying him, was standing with them. So when Jesus said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Therefore Jesus again asked them, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you seek me, let these go their way." This is the time of the betrayal of Jesus by Judas in the Garden of Gethsemane, just before the crucifixion of the Lord. Jesus is in that garden, a place he went regularly, and along comes the Roman guard and the temple police called officers to arrest Jesus. And Jesus asks them a clear question, "Whom do you seek?" And notice how they refuse to say Christ, which would acknowledge that Jesus is the true Messiah of the Jews. Instead, they call him Jesus the Nazarene repeatedly. Nazareth is where Jesus was from, so by calling him the Nazarene, they simply acknowledged his hometown and avoided acknowledging Jesus as Christ, Messiah. But in particular, highlight in this exchange the response used three times by Jesus, "I am he." Here we are again. The word "he" is in italics, which means "he" is not in the original language. So what Jesus actually said was, "I am." What Jesus means is, "I am God. I am God." And those who came to arrest him feel the power of God thrust forth from Jesus because verse 6 says they drew back and fell to the ground. When Jesus said, "I am," it meant, "I am God," and the pure, overwhelming power of God caused these mere men, although big, strong men, Roman soldiers and temple policemen, to fall back on the ground. Wow, they were met with God's almighty punch. And so here in these eight verses, we have three I am statements made by Jesus. Jesus Christ never deviates from the truth. He's God. He's always been God. He is God. He will be God. And since God is self-existent, Jesus is self-existent. You know, what the enemies of Jesus find so offensive about him, that he dares to declare himself God, I find so comforting and appealing in the Christ. And I love that Jesus, in these three words and two letters, says, "I am." In this weary and hard, difficult life that we live, certainly that I live, and I guess you do too, we need to pause today and hear the words of Jesus to those of us who believe in him. He says to you today, my friend, "I am." There's such sufficiency in those words. The events of our lives are swirling all around us and in us. We experience storms in our souls. I know what I am facing this week. While I am not sure of the specifics of your life, being human, I guarantee you have something that you're wrestling with. That's life. But here in the midst of the storm stands Jesus, and he simply says, "I am." Not even "I am he," but only "I am." and he reaches out his hands to us and grabs a hold of ours and draws us to himself. He's our loving, compassionate Lord. And he's saying to us, everything you need, I have within myself to give to you. What's mine is yours, my disciple. I am self-existent. I am self-sufficient. Every one of your needs I can meet. I will be your supply today. In fact, I can prove that what I have just said is true if you'll give me a few more minutes in John chapter 18. Go back to verse 8. Let me read that. Jesus answered, I told you that I am, so if you seek me, let these go their way. The these are Jesus' faithful disciples. And let me now add verse 9. This is John chapter 18 and verse 9. To fulfill the word which Jesus spoke, of those of whom you have given me, I lost not one. Jesus promised God the Father that none of his disciples would be lost, meaning they would not give up on their faith in him. To ensure this, Jesus protects his disciples by making certain that none of them are arrested in Gethsemane. Jesus said, "Let these go their way," and they did. Once again, Jesus protected his disciples. Well, are you his disciple today? Do you follow Jesus? Then I tell you, based on the authority of Christ himself, he will never lose you. Did you hear me? He will never lose you. You are safe today in the hands of the Lord Jesus. He holds you today in his hand. And since Jesus will keep you and never lose you, then don't you think he will also give you what you need? He's self-sufficient. He has it all. And now he will give freely to you. And tomorrow on this broadcast, we shall see in more specific promises what Jesus will give us. So join me then, for God is...